Libertad!
The call for a full inquiry Libertad! Into the death of Raul Baduel is growing. From Venezuelan opposition parties, from the US State Department, from the Organization of American States and the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. But most loudly, from his family.
Quiero reiterar también.
I want to reiterate that we will not rest until there is justice, because God and the world know that my father was murdered. I want to point out for the integrity that we have for my brother, who is still in the hands of his torturers and murderers of my father. He is still imprisoned and in pain because, unfortunately, he saw my father die. He repeatedly begged for medical attention for my father, and they ignored him.
I hold the state responsible for not having provided the necessary care for my father, who was a person who was literally buried alive in a torture centre called the Tomb.
Raul Baduel was in prison on various charges, including the misuse of state funds and abuse of authority. His family said he was a political prisoner and died in a jail run by the state intelligence police. They were informed of his death on Twitter. The Venezuelan authorities say the 66-year-old died from a heart attack related to COVID-19. They say he'd received full medical attention, including his first vaccination. The Attorney General, Tarek William Saab, then tweeted expressing his condolences to Baduel's family and friends. Raul Baduel was a close ally of the former president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. He served as defense minister between 2006 and 2007. Then he turned against Chavez and his successor, the current president, Nicolas Maduro, and became a leading opposition figure. He was arrested in 2009, conditionally released after 6 years, then imprisoned again, indefinitely, in 2017.
I want to emphasize that Article 43 of the Constitution clearly states that the responsibility for the life of detainees is exclusive of the state. Even if the state is usurping it, it must guarantee and safeguard the lives of all prisoners. Today we see that this is not happening, and the relatives of political prisoners fear for their lives.
The Venezuelan government is due to resume talks with the opposition in Mexico City on Sunday. Raul Baduel's death will be added to the long list of issues over which they disagree. Daniel Schweimler, Al Jazeera.